Okay, yesterday we started discussing mikvah, the criteria of a mikvah. We learned that it has to be 40 saw, which is, like we said, 24 cubic feet of water, rainwater. It has to be in the ground or in something connected to the ground. In other words, and this applies to a man also, if you just take a big swimming pool and stick it on top of the ground and then fill it up with rainwater, let's say, it's still not a good mikveh. Because a mikveh cannot be in a vessel. It has to be in the ground. Or, halachically, if it's connected to the ground, then it's considered in the ground. So like if you have a mikveh on the second floor, you know, or on the roof, it's still connected to the ground because it's not a keli, it's not loose. If somebody would take, it's very complicated how to do this. If somebody would take a swimming pool, you have to figure halachically how to connect it to the ground, that it's not a keli, and there's nothing holding up the water that's mekabel tumah. I mean, it's complicated, but technically it could be done in a way of connecting a swimming pool to the ground in a way that it's kosher for a man, not for a woman, because again, you need to have rainwater. Okay, so we discussed yesterday that also, the water has to be natural rainwater, not received through vessels along the way, not through any kalim along the way, or any pipes that come right angle, or something like that. The mikveh cannot be leaking, and we didn't discuss yesterday. If you have a leak in the mikveh that's a noticeable leak, the mikveh is not kosher. It can't be, okay, that's the concept of zeichlin. Okay, let's discuss where we left off yesterday. And that is, so how do we build a mikveh today that you don't tevel in the rainwater? But we learned that by halachically connecting city water to the rainwater, the city water becomes rainwater. Now, how do you connect the two? So there has to be a certain size hole between, let's say they're side by side. So you have the city water on one side. Next to it is a cemented pit that nothing's leaking out of it of rainwater. And then you have a hole, okay, between the two, and the water goes from one to the next. Now, for a second, if the water connects with the rainwater, the city water becomes considered, Meg Yishamim is considered rainwater. The Rebbe Rashab improvised a thing which is called bird al-gabi bird. Rather than have the two birdis next to each other, he wanted that the rainwater should be underneath the city water. In other words, you dig deep enough, you take the bottom cemented area, that's the one you fill up with rainwater. Then you put a covering over it, two holes, the custom is to make two holes, and then you add the city water. So then it's connected, not side by side, it's connected and top to bottom, which according to Rabbi Rashab is much better for a lot of reasons that we're not going to go into now. So you can either connect it, which is called hashaka, which means actually kissing, that the two waters kiss each other with a certain size hole. It can be a tiny hole, it has to be a certain size hole. And then the waters connect, or you connect it top to bottom. Okay, so the rainwater is at the bottom, the city water that you immerse in is on the top. Another way of connecting, making the city water rainwater, is called in halacha zriya. Zriya means planting, okay? Which means like this, if the rainwater, and I'll explain how it's done in a second, the rainwater goes in, I'm sorry, the city water coming down, to when you fill it up, goes through the rainwater. There's a pit at the side with rainwater. The water, the mikveh water that you're immersing in, the city water, comes through and it goes through, touches the rainwater, and then that goes, and then the city water that touched the rainwater goes into the mikveh of city water that you tevel in. That is, in fact, according many times, it's even better than the hashaka because the water actually touched the rainwater, all of it, and that is going into the pit that you tovel in. So now the issue is like this. So what happens if you have a mikveh where you have a filter? Okay, you have a filter cleaning the water. If not, it becomes stagnated, dirty, whatever. So now, the second the city water goes out into the filter is a vessel. So when it goes through the filter, becomes filtered, and comes back into the mikveh, it's not rainwater anymore. It was rainwater before it left to be filtered because it was touching the rainwater. So now it's going out, and it's not going to be touching the rainwater until it comes back in. So there's a few things they do to make the city water even better. And that is what's called Hamshacha Gimel Tvachim Agabi Karka. If the water, sink water, city water, flows 3 Tvachim, which in this case would be, let's say, 12 inches, okay, 12 inches on earth, and it just flows, according to many opinions, that could be counted now as rainwater. Could be counted, according to many opinions, as rainwater. It's not only done that way. But what happens, let me explain to you like the mikvah ampiko, the way it works. Okay? The mikvah ampiko was made, but generally speaking, says in Halacha, you should build a mikvah with the most stringent opinions completely. Okay, so the way the mikvah ampiko is built, the water comes in from the roof, special pipes and everything, and it goes in, and then the rainwater itself, even though it's rainwater, it goes 12 inches on the ground. It's more really, but it goes 12 inches on the ground. And then it fills up the side. We have two rainwater, side and bottom. The Pico one is both. And when you build a mikveh, you can build it exactly the exact amount of 40 saw, because water spills out, people table, they knock it out, they come, you know. So you build usually double size rainwater burr, double size. So we have like this. When the rainwater just comes in, everything's empty, let's say. The rainwater comes in from the roof. It goes through the special pipes that we said. It goes into a trough that's more than 12 inches. So it's going on top of cement. By the way, it's cement, because cement is earth. And it goes into to fill up the side mikveh of rainwater. And it also goes in such a way that you fill up the bottom pit also with rainwater. So this is all rainwater that came directly from the roof. Plus, it has Hamshacha Gimel Tvachim Agabi Karka. It goes at least 12 inches on the ground. Then it fills up the side pit of rainwater plus the bottom pit of rainwater. And each one of those has double measurements, at least, sometimes even more. Okay? And then, when you fill it up with city water, so you have already a lot of rainwater, side by side, bottom. Okay. Then when you fill up the city water from the regular pump or whatever, or hose, so then you make the hose go through the cemented 3 tvachim on the karka. It goes through the side pit, touching the side pit, so you have the advantage, what we just said, of Zriya, of touching it. Then it goes into the water where you're going to immerse yourself in. Okay? So you have the water that's in the mikveh is, number one, it has Gimel Tvachim, the 3 Tvachim on the ground. Plus it has Zriya, it's going into the water, it's touching the side rainwater one. It goes into the pit, and then it's connected with the holes to the bottom pit and to the side pit. So that water in the mikveh actually becomes proper rainwater, halachically. Now, when they filter the mikveh every day, so the filter takes the water out of the mikveh from the bottom, and then it goes through the filter. Then it comes again, the 3 tvachim and the cement, through the trough. Then it goes through the side pit, which is already full. It's full, and there's a hole going out. The filtered water is going to go touch the rainwater on the side, and then back into the pit, and that's the way the mikveh is always kept clean and kosher, that it's always rainwater. Now, one more thing I just want to say. According to the problem is, you have to make sure the filter is not working. If the filter is working, it's not, I mean, everybody says it's a big problem. It's not really a very, very big problem. But the halacha is, we're very machmir in this. Because when the filter is on, water is going out of the mikveh. Right? How does the filter? It's pulling water from the bottom of the mikveh into the filter. So that water in the mikveh is leaking out. So it might be a question of what's called zeichel in a mikveh that leaks is not a kosher mikveh.
While you're tabling.
While you're tabling. Yeah, obviously. What?
Just curious, when it rains, do we let in the new rainwater in anyway, or is that necessary?
No, well, it's very difficult because the rainwater here is so scarce. And the pits are, like I said, it's, don't forget, there's two mikvahs. Each mikvah has double size rainwater on the side and double size rainwater at the bottom. Okay? And there's two mikvahs. Three, really. But two are connected. Okay? So you need a tremendous amount of water. That's why you can't change in LA, you can't change the rainwater very often. Because if you want to change the water, that means you have to empty out the rainwater, make sure the pit is completely dry, and I'll explain the difference later in the next day. Why? And then, you know how much you have to fill up, and you can't close the mikveh, because there's a lot of women here in LA using the mikveh. So it's a hassle, so you can't change the water too often, but it doesn't matter.